Now notice what he said. He said, Jesus said, whosoever. Then Paul wrote, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth. If you say with your mouth. Now look at the condition here. Say with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And shall believe that in your heart. And Mark 11:23, and shall believe in his heart. And shall not doubt in his heart what he said. Right? So we see that faith and saying goes together. Faith do not work without saying. If there is no confession of what you believe, your believing had not been set in motion, in operation. Amen. Why do you think we say every Sunday, every Sunday morning, have you got it yet? Money comes to me now. Some of them don't say nothing. Then the next thing you know, you have somebody calling you on the phone. Hello? Are y'all in the house? I had somebody call me this week on the phone. I need to borrow some money. Yeah, I did. I get those calls. Amen. But I learned to listen to my spirit. Amen. But that's why I say, and the reason why I say, because I put some money there so I can say it. I release some money. You have released some money. And when you release something, you can say something. Hello? And money comes to me. When? Now. When it comes? Now. It may show up later, but I got it now. That's the way it works in the realm of the spirit. You get it right now. So that's why I don't fret. What my next bill? How my next bill going to get paid? How? Because it's paid for now. So when the time comes, it is paid for. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to sweat them, but I don't sweat them anymore. I learned to trust in God. I learned to take him at his word and that his word is true regardless of what I see. So what do you want to do? You want to learn. You want to put the word in. So the word, what God has said about your finances, what God has said about your life, what God has said about your family, what God has said about you going out and coming in, become your saying. I go out. God never told you to go out and fail and run into a wall and tear your car up. You can't read that in the scripture. Hello? God never told you to go out and work and you won't get paid for it. Hello? God never told you to go out and you have to live in the alley and all that kind of people choose to do that stuff. God said, I give you the desire of your heart. If that's what you desire, you didn't get it from him. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. But we have to learn that life, are you hearing me? Life to the full has already been provided for you, for me, for us, in every way. We have a book called the Bible with all of God's instruction, and he'll do exactly what he said if we'll take it and put it in our heart and put it in our mouth. Then let them become our saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Listen what he told them. They were, if you read the book of Joel, you'll find that they were going through some difficult times. But look what God told them to do in the time of adversity and going through the testing and the trial, the enemy trying to wipe them out and do all this stuff. Look what God said. Have you found Joel 3:10 yet? He said, beat your plowshares into what? Swords. And your pruning hooks into. What you going to do with a sword? I'm going to chop somebody up. What would he tell you? Instead of walking around being a chicken, y'all, that's what he was saying to Israel. You beat your plowshares into swords. What are you doing? What you going to do with a sword? I'm going to fight. And your pruning hooks into what?
Spear.
And then do what? Let the weak say, I ain't going to sit up here like a little old chicken. Let the weak say, I'm strong. I'm rising up in my strength. I'm rising up in the strength that God has given me. I'm rising up in my divine indignation and faith and operation that come from God only and God Almighty. And the greater one have made his home in me. And I'm serving notice on poverty. I'm serving notice on sickness. I'm serving notice on disease. I'm serving notice on the devil. I had enough. So I sharpened my sword. And I get my spear ready because I'm about to take out some stuff. Hallelujah.
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 I'm about to take out some stuff. It's been hanging around too long. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he said in Ephesians 6:10, hallelujah. Finally, my brethren, didn't say try. But he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Didn't say try to be strong. Be strong. Be strong in your faith. How do you get strong in your faith? By keep hearing and keep hearing and then do what you hear God have said to you and about you. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. He said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power. Notice he said, in the power of his might. Amen. Amen. And you know that you, every day as you live, you deal, as you walk and say about your life and your situation, and your circumstances, what the word said, you're dealing with the devil. Why do you think he gave us this word? Psalm 91 said, he that dwelleth where? He didn't say he that come in and leave. He that dwells, and that means it have become my abiding place. Hello? It become what? The place where I abide. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall do what? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is what? My refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust, huh? Surely, not maybe, but because I trust him, surely. What do you mean I trust him? I'm doing what he said. Amen. I'm doing what he said. Surely, not maybe, he shall deliver me from who? How do I get delivered? By saying and doing what he said. Hallelujah. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of the pestilence. He shall cover me with his feather. Under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield. Hallelujah.